This comes from the European Parliament. This is January of this year. The speaker is referring to the Spanish presidency, which has just come to an end. Mr. President, last month my group sent a message to Madrid, a message to the council meeting at the end of the Spanish presidency, a message urging our governments to grasp the nettle and deal with the issue close to people's hearts, namely that of unemployment. We know that there are no easy answers to the scourge of unemployment, and we know that many of our governments strive to find the right balance between reforms of economic policy necessitated by the global trading environment in which we now exist, and the real struggle not just to prevent further unemployment, but to find new jobs for the 17.5 million unemployed Europeans. My group believes that the European Union can play a real role in supporting national policies for job creation and at the same time develop innovative European initiatives which in themselves will create employment and create the conditions for Europe to thrive. We welcome the fact that several of the points made in our message to Madrid were taken up in the Madrid summit's final declaration, giving the Italian presidency coming in a sound basis on which to build. I know from the report of the president in office that the Spanish presidency shares with me some disappointment that Europe has not made more progress in employment policy, but we share the expectation for future action. My group also welcomes and endorses the very real progress made on equal opportunities for men and women in Europe, which was long overdue. The Madrid summit also calmed many nerves on the future of economic and monetary union, and the single currency, by its firm resolve to keep the European Monetary Union ship on course, despite the many problems and pitfalls. The Council did us all a service. There are many areas of policy which my colleagues, speaking later in this debate, will take up in greater detail. Today we look back on 6 months of Spanish presidency. These 6 months were dominated by three major areas. Firstly, no one in this House can disagree that in terms of its cooperation and participation with this Parliament, the Spanish presidency has been excellent. Perhaps the Italian presidency, as it begins its stewardship of the Union, should note that Spanish ministers spoke at 40 committee meetings in this House, and that this compares with 29 such meetings under the German presidency and 21 under the French. This interaction with Parliament has greatly enhanced the transparency and visibility of decision-making in the Union and marked Spain out as a country committed to the development of democracy in Europe. We much appreciate the numerous appearances of Spanish ministers in this House, including your own, Mr. President in office, not just today, but at our State of the Union debate last November. The second major work of this presidency has been the work of the Reflection Group to prepare the intergovernmental conference to be launched in just a few weeks' time. I recognise that the Reflection Group, under the very able chairmanship of Mr. Westendorp, did not come up with all the answers to the problems which beset the Union today. Yet it did agree a rigorous agenda in terms of the number of meetings and issues to be debated, and it actually carried out its mandate on time and reported to the Madrid summit as promised. No mean achievement, given the nature of its task. It identified for all to see the issues of importance which unite and divide our member states, and the work of the Reflection Group now paves the way for the Intergovernmental Conference proper to get down to serious business. Finally, I should like to give particular attention to what I think is the third and greatest success of the Spanish presidency. For years now, a frequent accusation made against this European Union has been that of the creation of a fortress Europe and a failed and ineffective foreign policy. The Spanish presidency has adopted some significant and successful foreign policy initiatives, which have succeeded in particular in giving the clear impression that it is open to its neighbours rather than closed.